You know, a few weeks ago, I received an interesting Christmas gift in the mail. How many of you remember Bazooka bubblegum? You know, I received 3 boxes of Bazooka bubblegum in the mail, and I'll tell you, I was quite perplexed as to why I received this gift. And then I read the card and who it was from. It was from a woman from my home parish in Nutley, and it related to a story that I told her many years ago. You know, I remember as a young child in elementary school, I attended Belleville School Number 7. I must have been in second grade, and right across from School Number 7 was a candy store named Rosebuds. And Rosebuds is still there, and I would save up my allowance each week, and once a week I would go to that candy store and I would buy Bazooka bubblegum. Not necessarily because I liked the gum, but there was always that cartoon inside on the wrapper. And Bazooka Joe would always be faced with some adventure, but on the bottom of the cartoon there was something else. There was always a fortune. And I remember at the age of a second grader receiving a fortune on the bottom of the cartoon that read, "Don't fear change, it's for the best." On the bottom of that fortune were those 7 simple words, "Don't fear change, it's for the best." And you know, I still carry that cartoon in my wallet even until today. And the 2 obvious words that I take from that saying are fear and change. What is it that makes us afraid? What brings fear into our lives? You know, our lives are filled with so many anxieties and worries. Perhaps we sit here today and we grieve the loss of a loved one. I know that I do. Or maybe we're suffering from an illness, or we have family problems, or we worry about our siblings or our parents or our children or our grandparents. Will they be okay? And the list goes on and on. You know, it may seem a strange thing to talk about fear and being afraid at Christmas time, because today is truly a day of great joy and gladness. But the fact is that we can't feel joyful or glad if we're afraid. And what about change? How do we cope with change? We know that sometimes change can be planned. Should we buy a new house or a new car? Should I go back to school? Are we open to life and should we start a family? But sometimes, you know, change can sneak up on us, and then we become afraid. Well, I'm here to introduce you to a new Christmas phrase. Do not be afraid. You know, we don't tend to think of "do not be afraid" as a Christmas line. We think of phrases like "peace on earth," "goodwill towards men," or "silent night, holy night," or "glory to God in the highest." We don't tend to associate "do not be afraid" with Christmas, but we should. You see, the phrase shows up 3 times in the account of Christ's birth. Said to those who believed in God's promises, and who were no longer afraid, who had faith that the Savior has come to us as unconditional love sent from heaven, as a small baby in a manger, God among us incarnate. First, when the angel appears to our Blessed Mother Mary, she was troubled at his saying, and she thought to herself, "Why me? Why am I chosen to be the Mother of God?" And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." And then the angel simply left. You see, at the great hour of Mary's encounter with God's messenger, when it comes to an end, she remains there alone with the task that truly surpasses all human capacity. She must continue along the path of life and face many dark moments, beginning with Joseph's dismay at her pregnancy, believing her to be unfaithful. And we can't forget the most difficult of all, when she followed her son to the cross on Calvary and stood at the foot of the cross and watched him breathe his last breath. But she would always return to that moment when the angel of God appeared to her and told her, "Do not be afraid." and we think of Saint Joseph, we can only imagine that Joseph was scared. His decision, by all human standards, was understandable. He may have believed Mary to be unfaithful. It would be a quiet divorce from his betrothed and a return to a simple life. Yet God's purpose is far greater than any earthly rationale. The angel appears to Joseph and tells him in a dream, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your house. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." God called Joseph to be Mary's husband and to be Jesus' father, to protect, to honor, to name, and to love him. And although Joseph is not mentioned much more in the Bible, we can only imagine the great responsibility that came with being the foster father to the Son of God. But even with these unfathomable changes, Joseph always returned to that moment when the angel appeared to him in a dream and told him not to be afraid. And then we hear in the gospel that was just proclaimed, on the night of the Lord's birth, the angel appeared to the shepherds, who were terrified by the angel's appearance. And the angel telling them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you great news that of great joy that will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, a Savior is born, who is Christ and Lord." You see, the shepherds were afraid at the angel's appearance to them. Mary was afraid at God's assessment of her. And Joseph was afraid at God's assignment for him. This Christmas, you might find yourself feeling like the shepherds, or like Mary, or like Joseph. But you need to hear the message of the angels again. Do not be afraid. The message of the angels calls us to move from fear to faith. Faith in the glorious truth that Christ the Savior has come. God is with us, Emmanuel. So when things get rough, whatever is weighing heavy in your minds or on your hearts today, sleep in peace tonight, because God has it under control. Our Savior has been born. God is with us. And return to this moment when you need to, and remember just that. So the moral of these stories, the hope that I have for all of us as we celebrate Christmas, still relates to the message I received so many years ago on that bazooka bubblegum wrapper when I was a second grader. But I revised it a bit. It should read, "Be not afraid. I go before you. Always come follow me, and I will give you rest." Amen. Merry, Merry Christmas.